well, I've never experienced anything like this before, both as a teacher and an administrator. But even when I was a kid, I don't think we ever took 10 days off in one school year. So I'm hoping that this outlier will be the only outlier for the rest of my career, because it's very stressful trying to decide whether or not to have school. You know, when it snows 20 inches, well, it's easy then, just call school off. But some of the times, you know, it's kind of in the gray area and you don't know which way really to go. You know, this year it's been weird because sometimes it was because of snow, sometimes because of the temperature, and now today because of the ice. And so we're just getting the whole gamut. And each morning we go out, all the superintendents, and we check the roads. We start, you know, between 4:15, get out there on the roads, and we try to see firsthand what everything is looking like. Then we consult with road commissioners and transportation personnel and of course, each other as superintendents. And we try to make the best decision for our school districts. And today we had to decide to go because of the ice. The hilly areas and the rural gravel roads just was too dangerous for our school buses. And we also think about the student drivers who are novice and maybe they don't know how to handle the icy conditions as well. So we take all of those things into consideration.
And then as far as, you know, what constitutes how many of the days have to be made up, what the requirements are in terms of 10 days now being canceled, do all 10 of those days have to be added to the school year?
We have to make up 5 of them. The state has a regulation where you call the first 5 emergency days, and then anything after that you call them act of God days. And so you don't have to make up those days beyond 5. So because we've taken 10 so far, we'll have to make up 5. But then all the days beyond that we don't have to make up. And that can be problematic sometimes in learning because, you know, depending on the subject and depending on the grade level, the teachers have a very difficult time getting through all of their material on a regular school year where we don't have snow days. And so when we have 5 days now that we aren't going to make up, it's going to be very difficult for them to get through those that curriculum. And especially like for our advanced placement classes, the students have to take a test in April, May, and all throughout the nation, the advanced placement students take that test, and it's you know, that will have an impact on that. So it is a concern to us.